Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dale Hurd of CBN News, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Over 2 years in the most depraved conditions imaginable, law-abiding Americans languish, some with life-threatening conditions that are refused medical care. When will the J6 hostages be released? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be back with you again, as always.
Thank you. It's great to have you back with us. And we're going to jump right in here. I understand that you've talked with one of the J6 hostages, Bart Shively, who has cancer. Would you share about that conversation?
Sure, absolutely. I've had two conversations, actually, this week. One with Bart Shively, who's incarcerated in the D.C. gulag, as I call it, and also with Thomas Webster, former New York City policeman, who's now in the federal penitentiary in Texarkana. But back to Bart. Bart's got cancer, and he's getting relatively very limited treatment when they take him to the veterans facility, the VA facility in Washington. But he tells me that the guards there don't care whether he lives or dies. And so the medical staff there at the gulag in D.C. are not doing what they're supposed to do in administering health and health care the two detainees. So he's totally frustrated. And as far as he knows, they're just going to let him die. He does have a hearing coming up shortly. But I also talked to Thomas Webster in Texarkana, and he does have a Give, Send, Go account. We also have a Give, Send, Go account for the detainees called Operation Jericho. But it's tragic. Now, it's been 7 weeks since we launched Operation Jericho to have, at the request of the detainees, as I've talked to over seven of them now, they want to be heard. They want to be subpoenaed in front of Congress so the American people can hear their side of the story. 7 weeks now. It's been with McCarthy, Jim Jordan at Judicial, and nothing's been done to help these people. Nothing. A lot of rhetoric, but nothing. And it's a tragedy. We're letting these people fester, basically, in the likes of this gulag prison that they're in Washington, D.C. And they're not getting any fair trials, that's for sure.
No, they're not getting any trials. Their due process has been robbed of them. It's against the Constitution. We all know it, and yet they're still incarcerated. And where, my question, of course, is going to be, where the heck is the GOP? These are their voters. Did they forget that?
Well, where are they? You hear Jim Jordan on their Judicial. He's on television all the time, talks a big game. But the word I'm getting about the Republicans under McCarthy, and this is from a very knowledgeable source in Washington, and he told me, he said, basically, McCarthy is slow walking everything. That's why nothing's been done since the Republicans have taken over the House of Representatives. Yeah. A lot of hearings, a lot of talking, but no action. Well, this is a travesty. I mean, these people are worthless if they can't get anything done as they control the House of Representatives.
Well, see, that's the problem. It's all talk. All they ever do is it's like a marathon of hearings so they can get the camera on them to see they're asking hard questions. And what's the result of that? Nothing. No indictments, no charges against anyone. And these people are still in the positions they had before they were questioned.
That's right. It's a shame. It's a shame.
It's a disgrace.
But, you know, they're not the only ones, Audrey. Where's the Supreme Court?
Oh, my gosh.
And overguarding our Constitution.
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. Where are they? Nothing said about
the Sixth Amendment, the rights of trial and fair trials and juries of their peers. The Supreme Court, the third leg of government, is absolutely sitting on their derriere doing nothing. Waiting for stuff to come to them rather than taking action is the third leg of our government. Well, and there's been some good articles written on that now. That Judge Roberts doesn't have any initiative. He takes no action, makes no hard decisions. But where are the conservative judges on the Supreme Court regarding these detainees?
I'd like to know, too. I'd like to know. This is surreal that Americans who came to make their voice heard in Washington are now languishing in a gulag for over 2 years, denied due process, robbed of their constitutional rights, and their own representatives who take home almost $200,000 a year, and they're barely working. They're ignoring them. You know, the Communist Democrats would never allow that to be done to their constituents. In major blue cities, their constituents are actually the criminals, and they get a free pass. Why are the GOP representatives, why are they doing this to their own? Are they this dumb?
Well, I sent a message. I think it's Chris Perry, a congressman in Pennsylvania. He was a brigadier general in the National Guard there. I sent him a message yesterday because I think Bart Shively is out of his district. Actually, it was 2 days ago I sent him a message. Nothing from him to me, general to general. He has not even answered me yet. And he represents Bart Shively. Where are these people? I mean, there's no warriors anymore. They're all weak. Our government is being totally dismantled, being embarrassed around the globe by Biden and his inept people. We've got to do something, Audrey. This is just, it's shameful that we can see this country dismantled in over 2 years by Biden and his inept people.
Yeah, well, absolutely. See, look, we've always known the communists are around, okay? So I'm not surprised by the Communist Democrat Party now. There's no surprise that what's angering me is the weakness, the ignorance of the GOP. We lose, we don't care. We don't challenge things. They just want to stay in there so they get the, it looks to me, I mean, I'd like them to change my mind. It looks to me as if they are in there for the benefits for themselves and their families, and that they just eke by, but they have no intention of representing any of us. They have no intention, and they're lying because they've taken an oath to defend the Constitution. They don't do that. They don't even pay attention to the Constitution, because you and I are talking right now, and there are Americans in a gulag in D.C., and nobody seems to give a hoot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even in Montana, we got Matt Rosendale, who's a good friend of mine. He's one of the warriors that stood up against McCarthy till McCarthy agreed to make certain changes in the way he does business. But our other representatives from Montana, they've all fallen into the swamp environment, the swamp attitude, the money, the power, working to look towards the next election. But it's sad, isn't it, Audrey?
Yeah.
Our whole media, everybody, every day is all around, evolved around politics.
Yeah.
My God, let us work. Let us enjoy life. No other country is like ours that is so involved and so enmeshed in politics all the time. It's a disgrace.
It is. And the thing that's dying here is the Constitution, and that has all our individual rights protected. And if we don't continue to bring that up, unfortunately, our representatives are not even paying attention to it. I don't know what has to happen here, and it's very sad because you see what's happening in Tennessee. The leftist hordes are ganging up on us here. Well, they got another thing coming because we're not making a move. Bill Lee may be a very weak individual, but there's a whole lot of Tennesseans that are not going to take this garbage. But we have a lot of weakness here, and if we don't take a stand, these people intend to take over. Do they not?
Oh, absolutely, and I feel bad for the blacks that are being taken advantage of. Look what's happening in the Tennessee legislature.
Right. Yeah.
The inciting of these black legislators, it's a crime. But they've been totally engulfed by the leftist ideologues of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see more black leadership. We're getting some good leadership now in some areas. But you look at the people who are in charge of our cities. These DAs are funded by Soros. It's a bad situation, and people have got to wake up to what's happening. We can't sit back anymore.
No, and I thank God that you're paying attention, because you're letting us know about things such as this. I understand that Russia and Egypt have made a missile agreement. Is that correct?
Well, sure. Now, I go back, and as you know, I met with General Al-Sisi. I headed up a delegation in 2016. Two times I went to Cairo. And General Al-Sisi told me, when Obama shut off all their military aid after Morsi, Muslim Brotherhood, was taken out of the leadership in Egypt and followed by General Al-Sisi. But he told me then, when they cut off the aid, he said, listen, we have to go back to Russia for supplies now because you cut off our parts and our military equipment. And so we ticked off the Egyptians so bad, they have not forgot it. And they see now what's happening, the new realignment across the globe. And so they basically, they have said, America, we don't trust you anymore. You've slighted us in the past, and we're going to go with the new alignment of Russia, China, Brazil, India, just name Iran. Mm. I understand what Al-Sisi is thinking. We've just ticked off everybody in the world. Nobody likes us or trusts us anymore.
Yeah, and well, obviously the Communist Democrats, because that's how I refer to them from now on, they don't care. The fact they are happy, I believe, that they are lowering us. We're no longer looked at as a superpower, and our dollar is being taken away because they're not using it. One agreement after another agreement, and I've seen it myself. Went to buy something in the UK, and now instead of it costing less, it costs more to me with the American dollar. So they are really, this is getting to be a little frightening, and yet I don't see any urgency on the part of the Republicans. Are they asleep?
No urgency. I got to tell you, the Stand Up America Foundation, and we've been around since 2006, we are doing everything we can to provide real information to the American people through TV, through radio, your show, for example. Our newsletter, which comes out every twice a week, articles for publication. We're doing everything to provide the real information to the American people. We're getting a great response, but it's still not large enough, really, that they listen in Washington, D.C. to our pleas, P-L-E-A-S,
yes.
Pleas for strength. Strength from the Lord, awakening of America. We need a spiritual awakening. Anyway, I feel like a preacher sometimes.
I think that's got to come first. I think it's got to be a heart change, and I think our brains will wake up because they are well organized. They know what they want to do, which is to take over. And this is no exaggeration. This is a fact. It's happening now. But we need to smarten up on our side, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I can talk a little bit about what's happening in Israel, too.
Yes.
But let me go to our latest initiative. We formed the Patriots International Alliance, earlier this year, hopefully to put together an organization of Europeans and Americans. And since that time, we've ended up coming to an agreement with the a group out of England called the Global Humanitarian Crisis Prevention and Response Unit. I'm having a conference here in Montana next week with this group. They're flying in from England. So we put out a press release this week now. It's gone all over in the interest of global security to seek and prevent a potential nuclear conflict associated with the war in Ukraine, and instead promote international peace by calling both sides, Russia and Ukraine, to promptly have an unconditional ceasefire and make room for peace talks. And we'd like those peace talks to go on in Vienna in May or June. So we're taking the advantage, the government's not doing it, and so we formed a non-government organization called the Legacy National Security Advisory Group, an NGO, that can coordinate a ceasefire meeting sometime within the next 60 days to end this conflict in Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, that's great because, you know, my question is, where are all the hippies that used to be for peace and where, you know, that didn't want any war, that you used to have protests, you could see newsreels of it. What happened to them? They don't seem to care.
No, they don't. They're off on other things, transgenderism and all this other crap that's going on in the country. And everybody worried about AI now, artificial intelligence. But, Audrey, you got to watch what's going on in Israel right now.
Would you share
There's
about what's going on?
The big movement of the settlers, and they're backing Netanyahu, and they basically want to remove all the Palestinians that they can out of even Judea, Samaria, and move them to Jordan.
Really?
Just fed up with what's happening and a non-resolution of all the conflict that's going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So keep an eye on that. That's getting real hot, by the way.
Yeah, I'm. They've been protesting for a few different reasons against what Bibi is doing. Because, you know, he's making some moves that look slightly totalitarian, which is not good. Personally, I don't. I hold a lot against. I used to be a huge supporter, but I hold a lot against him for what he did to the population by using them as a giant laboratory. So we hear then they put out a statement from the White House saying that they dropped the COVID emergency. It was simply one sentence. That was it. And where's our apology for them stealing our rights, which we still don't have completely back, and destroying lives for over two years? Where's the apology? I didn't hear it. Did you?
No, there's no apology. They don't apologize. They don't do that. Yeah. They don't live in that kind of a world of honesty and trust.
And I'm wondering if they ended it now, because in preparation for their next biological warfare upon the American people, because Fauci has warned that there might be one mid-2024. Since when do we predict viruses? Unless, of course, you're doing it, right?
Well, the big move now is to hold responsible. Todd Callender, who's a friend of mine, has initiated a legal action through the, I'm trying to think of what it is, the International Court to try these people who are responsible for killing millions of people by these vaccines and booster shots and boosting the profits of Pfizer and the other pharmaceutical companies, the likes of the Global Reset people. You got Soros, you got Gates. They want to subjugate the middle and lower class, so they're totally dependent on a totalitarian upper class. That's what the globalists are trying to do. But, you know, I put this word out. I talk with a lot of people. They're involved in analyzing what's going on. Even in the last week I've talked to them, really, is this going on? Yeah. America, wake up. They're clueless. Even all the information we're putting out, there's still some, that's a conspiracy or that's a conspiracy theory. And it's really not. It's reality. It's what's going on, people.
Well, it's proven true. Everything they said was a conspiracy is true. And when it's been proven true, we get no apology. Because, of course, the communists never apologize. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Order America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country, Reality Prism, and the ebook, The Mindless War. And where can they support Stand Up America? Where can they do all that?
Well, a number of ways. You can go to the website, standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org, sign up for our newsletter, donate, help us out. We're doing a lot of great things for America, but we need funds to sustain ourselves. And I think in that regard, you can contact me at PrinceNemo1 at ProtonMail.com, PrinceNemo1 at ProtonMail.com, and we'll be happy to entertain any of your questions. We have a great staff at the foundation. You can order our books, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, Blueprint for Restoring America, and then Reality Prism, which deals with the information war that's being waged against the American people and how we have to defeat that by having our own information program to defeat the falsities and everything that's being laid upon the American people to create confusion, deception, fraud, and so on. Anyhow.
Yes. Yeah.
I try to be hopeful. I really do. I try to stay positive every day at 83 years old. It's a challenge.
You do a great job, and you always give solutions. You don't just point out what's going on. You give solutions. You work on them diligently. And as always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared with us. Thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.